What's up, Ducks fans? I am John Gibson, and this is Anaheim Ducks Hockey exclusively on Ducks Stream.
Chalk believes nothing should put childhood on pause. That's why their physicians, researchers, staff work tirelessly to advance exceptional and innovative pediatric care. By donating to Chalk, you support groundbreaking research, novel treatments, meaningful patient and family amenities. Help keep kids happy and healthy. Donate today at chalk.org/give. It'll be me and Dan here in this first postgame segment. Then we'll bring Josh Brewster in for some final words after a commercial break. So, Dan, didn't start off too good for the Ducks when you think about power plays, how they can change the game early, midway, or late, and those were two big ones for the Rangers early.
Absolutely, Steve. The Ducks, again, got themselves in trouble with early penalties. They did the same thing against the New York Islanders on Saturday. This time, it was an inadvertent penalty. Ducks rookie Mason McTavish shot the puck over the glass for a delay of game call. That put the Rangers on the power play, and Vincent Trocheck capitalized, finishing a beauty of a tic-tac-toe play with a redirect to the left of John Gibson. Trocheck, his second goal of the season, from Mika Zibanejad and Artemi Panarin at 7:35. And then Derek Grant took a hooking penalty that put the Ducks shorthanded again, and this time it was Zibanejad with the score. He flew in on the right side, got a step on checker Max Jones, and beat John Gibson up high. Zibanejad, his third of the season, from Trocheck and Panarin, the same trio that made it 2-0 Rangers at 13-10.
Well, a bright spot, at least early on in that first period, had to be the goal-scoring ability of Frank Vatrano.
Yeah, Vatrano, the former Ranger, signed with the Ducks as a free agent during the offseason, and he just sniped one from high in the left-wing faceoff circle, beating his former teammate Igor Shesterkin at 15:48. Vatrano with his second goal of the season. Pavel Regenda and Isaac Lindstrom with the assist for Regenda, his first career NHL point. That made it 2-1 Rangers, and that's how the first period ended.
And the Ducks will get as close as they could on the next goal. It's going to be our play of the game. The Ducks play of the game brought to you all season long by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks! Here's a goal for the youngster Trevor Zegras, which put Anaheim on the board with their second tally. Rangers still with a one-goal lead. Dmitry Kulagov with a good defensive play. Moves the puck quickly to Terry. Four-on-three opportunity. Here's Zegras in. Shoot! Scores! Zegras fired it by Shesterkin. And an odd man advantage for Anaheim. Gets them even at 2-2 early in the second period.
Yeah, just moments after the Ducks had failed to capitalize on a 2-on-1 rush, they get another odd man situation thanks to a good play in the D zone from Dmitry Kulikov, the veteran defenseman, who picks up his first point with an assist on this goal. His first point as a member of the Anaheim Ducks. Troy Terry feeds Trevor Zegras on the left side. Zegras beats Shesterkin's second goal of the season for Zegras from Terry and Kulikov at 1:34 of the second period. That pulled the Ducks into a 2-2 tie.
And you thought maybe a little momentum here. Maybe they can get back in the game. But then the Rangers scored three unanswered to finish up that second period.
Yeah, the Ducks were in the hockey game, no question. But midway through the period at 9:54 to be exact, Mika Zibanejad, who is just a Ducks killer, put a shot toward the net from the right wing boards. Zibanejad's teammate Kaapo Kakko was battling in front with Ducks defenseman John Klingberg. The puck deflected past Gibson. Kakko gets credit for the goal, his second, from Zibanejad and Adam Fox. That made it 3-2 Rangers. And then the Ducks, who've been hurt by surrendering multiple goals in short periods of time, did so again late in the period. Alexei Lafreniere and Artemi Panarin scoring a minute 47 seconds apart. Lafreniere from Filip Hedl and Jacob Trouba at 17:39, and then Panarin from Fox and Ryan Lindgren at 19:26. That put the Rangers on top 5-2 after two periods.
One of the nice plays we saw tonight by a Duck was Max Comtois. I tell you what, he unloaded a booming drive to get himself a goal.
Real did. A one-timer from the middle of the right wing faceoff circle, Comtois with his first goal of the season, assisted by Kevin Shattenkirk and Troy Terry at 5:33 of the third period. That made it 5-3 Rangers. But again, the Ducks get in trouble by taking a penalty. This time it was former Ranger Frank Vetrano who went off for interference. And Mika Zibanejad capitalizes with his second goal of the game, a one-timer from high in the left-wing faceoff circle at 11:42. Panarin and Fox with the assists. And then just to make the game a bit closer, Derek Grant with his first goal of the season, converting a nice pass out from Max Jones at 16:14. Pavel Regenda also with an assist on that goal. So the first two NHL points of Pavel Regenda's career tonight. But it ends 6-4 Rangers.
All right, we're going to take a timeout in our last segment of our postgame show from here in New York City, Madison Square Garden. We'll bring Josh Booster in, and we'll get a thought from everybody here on what we saw tonight and what's ahead in New Jersey tomorrow. All after this on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, my God, that'd be so helpful this year.
That's the sound of Alejandra getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her after-school program a bunch of supplies. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Passport, Pilot, or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22. Length of contract limited.
A cancer diagnosis. It's the first day of a battle that no one deserves. That's why at UCI Health, we stop at nothing to treat the most complex cases, to stay at the forefront of cancer treatment, to deliver better patient care. We stop at nothing to prevent, to treat, to cure cancer, and to save lives. For our patients, beating cancer means everything. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to deliver the extraordinary. Learn more at ucihealth.org/stopatnothing.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste. Sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh,
Join the coolest club in the NHL, the Wild Wingers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wild Wing bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at WildWingersKidsClub.com.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Ducks Dream. This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Dream, powered by TuneIn.
Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster with some final thoughts before we hand it off to Josh for Duck Calls. Dan, what sticks out to you about this one tonight here at Madison Square Garden?
Well, Steve, clearly the Ducks have a number of issues. They've surrendered 48, 38, and 43 shots on goal in the three games this season. That is way too many. However, consider this. The Ducks outscored the New York Rangers tonight at even strength, 4-3. The difference in the hockey game was the power play. The Rangers with three power play goals in four opportunities, the second time in three games. The Ducks have surrendered three power play goals in a game. Former Ducks coach Randy Carlyle always used to say, you can win in the National Hockey League without an effective power play. You cannot win in the NHL without an effective penalty kill, and the Ducks are simply getting burned left and right when down a man, and you can't avoid taking penalties entirely. Usually, if you give the opposition four power plays in a game, you're going to be able to at least have an opportunity to win, if not win the game, but not if you can't kill more than one out of four. So that's something, Josh Brewster, that has to be fixed.
Well, you definitely took the words right out of my mouth when I look at four goals, four at 5-on-5, and New York has 3 5-on-5. We're going to have to find a way. From the silver linings category, I thought the aggression in the defensive zone was better. I thought the willingness to battle for the puck was better. You got beat by a better team tonight. You can't give them an inch, and we gave them four power play opportunities. You look at the level of skill on that club. You know, you hope that some of our guys one day are up there with Artemi Panarin, for example. But the skill on the Ducks is not showing through right now, and they've got to be so, so careful about staying out of the box. But also, they're going to have to rotate a number of guys in and out of the penalty kill until they find the right solution, because you were absolutely hit the nail on the head. You're not going to be able to function without it. And they're only, 8 of 18 on the penalty kill this year. Not going to work.
All right, Josh, who you got coming up on Duck Calls tonight?
None other than former Ranger, St. Louis Blue, and Mighty Duck, Guy Bear. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him, and he's going to be joining me. So 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888.
All right. Good job on your end, Dan Wood, and I'm Steve Carroll, and we hope you join us in a little less than 24 hours. We'll be up in Newark, New Jersey for a game against the Devils. One or two meetings between those two teams this season. We'll be on the air at 3:30 California time with our 30-minute pregame show, 4 o'clock play-by-play. And let's see if we can get ourselves a win here, game three of this five-game trip. Want to also thank Dan Ginsberg. Outstanding job at the controls here. Look forward to seeing him down the line. Again, the final was 6-4 Rangers over the Ducks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow night. Stay tuned now. More Ducks programming coming up with Duck Calls. First of all, Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style. all spinning on TuneIn's Classic Hits station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats, like Madonna. Elton John. The Master, Prince. And so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's Classic Hit Station. So go grab TuneIn for the best listening.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls on Duck Stream. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Tonight, Rangers 6, Ducks 4. Give me a call, 714-940-2888. Excuse me, 714-940-2888 on Duck Stream. We go all the way to Madison Square Garden, the storied old barn there in New York City, and I'll tell you what. I actually have a couple silver linings tonight. However, I know that's not going to cut it for you. The one thing I'll point to tonight is the aggression in the defensive zone was far better, and the willingness to battle for pucks, get to loose pucks, get some sticks in lanes, that's all better. But boy, in the second period, things really went New York's way. They really started to take command in the second half of the second period when the Ducks had tied it up at two, and then Kako, Lafreniere, and Panarin put them up by 5-2 after two periods. So you're listening to Duck Calls here on Duck Stream. I hope you're liking Duck Stream. Everything we got going here, Alexis Downey doing a great job with all these different shows, and I hope you've been checking them out. We've got 24/7 coverage of the Ducks here on Duck Stream. So better battle level tonight. That's my take. Better battle level. But at the same time, you've got a penalty kill that is 8-18. That is obviously not going to cut it. You've got shots for and shots against piling up, 72 shots for, 129 shots against in three games this year. 129 shots against. That is not going to cut it either. So what do you have to say about this? 714-940-2888. Second period lull, and then the shots for and against. The power play, our power play was 14th last season, and, you know, we're 2-for-8, which is 25%, which is great, but we're not getting enough opportunities. And if you're not getting enough calls, it's probably because in certainly two of the first, well, I guess all of the first three games, you're just not moving your feet enough or often enough. There's a reason the Rangers drew four penalties tonight, and unfortunately, they converted three out of the four. So we welcome Brett Leason and Colton White to the lineup tonight. Colton White saw 1338 minutes of action in the on defense, and then Brett Leason, a bigger guy. I don't mind pulling in a bigger player here. And when we go into Boston, I wouldn't mind seeing him back in the lineup again. I know Jakob Silfverberg was not in the lineup tonight. Opens up another opportunity. I really thought when it was 2-2, the Ducks, if they could have just stayed out of the box and kept that aggressive thing going, I thought that we would have done a lot better tonight, but it was not meant to be. So we closed some more gaps. We won some more battles. but it just was not meant to be. And, of course, we switched things up a little bit tonight. You know, we saw Jamie Drysdale and Cam Fowler out there together, John Klingberg and Dmitry Kulikov out there together. Boy, Kulikov, he pulled 23 minutes and 41 seconds, second only to Cam Fowler's 23:57. Klingberg at 20:47 tonight. Unfortunately for John Klingberg, puck went off his skate and in, but he was at least in the right place. We did a little better job in front of John Gibson and then Anthony Stolarz. I thought tonight a little bit better job. Boy, there's so much skill. You're just shooting yourself right in the skate when you put the New York Rangers on the power play. And, you know, they're a very popular pick for the Stanley Cup, and you can see why. Boy, John Gibson made some real big saves tonight. And it's, you know, I totally agree with curtailing his ice time after, you know, the fifth goal. Give it over to Stolarz again, even if you have to do that two nights in a row. We expect to see Stoli in tomorrow night. Again, on the good side of the ledger, Max Comtois got his first goal. Derek Grant got his first goal. Frank Vatrano goes back to Madison Square Garden where he spent last spring, and he gets two. He gets his second goal of the season. And then Trevor Zegras, a really nice shot for his second. Troy Terry looking so confident with the puck and busting so many moves on the opposition. You got to love what you see out of Troy Terry. But, you know, the numbers do not lie. Your record is what you are. You're 1-2-0. But most of all, the shots for at 72 and the shots against at 129. They're going to have to continue to work on this. Tomorrow night, I would argue that they get a little more manageable opponent, the New Jersey Devils. We'll talk a bit about the Devils tonight when I get Guy on here and when I get some calls from you, but we can talk about the Devils. We'll see them tomorrow night. Lindy Ruff getting booed already just a couple of games into the season. They want the coach's head in New Jersey. And, you know, Nico Hischier and Jack Hughes haven't exactly lit the place up yet in New Jersey. They're getting very anxious. I think the Devils game tomorrow night, no disrespect to the opponent, it's not the New York Rangers. The Ducks have a serious opportunity here to pounce on a team that is struggling. And I might even argue the Devils are struggling worse than the Ducks right now. The Ducks are at least putting up some goals. 5-on-5. 4 goals for the Ducks. 5-on-5, 3 goals for the New York Rangers. So you do the math. You don't need me to do the math. You would never need me to do the math. 4-3 in the 5-on-5. That speaks volumes. So we got to draw more calls. We had one power play tonight, and I believe when you play a team as fast as the New York Rangers, you know, if your feet are moving, you're going to do better than one call in your favor tonight. The second period really, really was the undoing for the Ducks, especially the second half of the second period. 18 shots against in that period. So John Gibson saw 34 shots tonight. That is just not going to work. We got to keep this guy, you know, healthy and fresh, and that what we're doing right now is not going to work. But again, incrementally, it was better in that the Ducks, I think, were much better in their coverage. There were some turnovers, there were some mistakes, but in terms of pursuing the puck, pursuing the opposition, I'd have to say the Ducks did better. But it's, you know, and they had an opportunity. By the way, they had an opportunity to win this game. It would have taken a much more concentrated effort about 30 minutes in, from about the 30-minute point on, but they had it tied 2-2. And it just did not work. Lesson learned, hopefully, for the Ducks, because this could be a rough start to the season. You're on the road. You're going to go play the Devils. Then you're going to face the Boston Bruins. By the way, Brad Marchand is skating again a little prematurely. They thought he'd be back a little later. We'll see how long it takes for him to get back. The Bruins are very hot, and the Red Wings have started hot. We'll see what they do tonight. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a break here on Duck Calls, 714-940-2888. And after this break, I will have Mr. Guy Hebert to help me break this thing down. Join me and Guy Hebert on Duck Calls right after this on Duck Screen.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Here at Total Wine and More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price.
Economical.
Find what you love. Love what you find. With the totally lowest prices for Halloween. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Become an Orange Alliance member today to receive the best fan benefits. Some perks include getting discounts on team store, concession purchases, exclusive access to member-only events, enhanced loyalty program from Mighty, and playoff priority access. To learn more, visit AnaheimDucks.com/join the alliance. AnaheimDucks.com/join the alliance. And when you join the alliance, who knows? Maybe you will run into this extremely mighty duck, Mr. Guy Hebert. How you doing tonight, Guy?
Good, Josh. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining me on Duck Calls tonight. Well, you know, Guy, I don't sell a lot of silver linings here. I think, you know, the Ducks lost to a better club tonight. The one thing I will say is that for a significant portion of the game, I thought, well, first of all, 5-on-5, we had more goals than they did. But I thought the aggression in the defensive zone, challenging the offense, and it was better. And I thought, in general, the willingness to battle for the puck was better. You were a longtime NHL goaltender. You've seen good defense in front of you. You've seen bad defense in front of you. The first couple games, I thought we had a real problem with challenging the offense. And I was wondering what you thought of that and what you thought of tonight in general in terms of being aggressive toward the opposition.
Well, Josh, first and foremost, I think the effort was much better tonight than it was against the Islanders. The compete level was certainly up. And, of course, after a game like the Islanders, you know, there's going to be a little soul-searching and some discussion in the locker room by the leadership saying, you know, we've got to be more prepared to get out there and compete and battle. And I think they did that. I think everybody's going to talk about the penalty kill unit, and they're off to a poor start. And, you know, part of that is there's a lot of different people in the lineup, a lot of defense pairings that aren't used to playing with one another. There's new guys being integrated into that penalty kill unit. But generally speaking, there's a whole lot of new players in the lineup. And when you're not familiar with line mates, a lot of times you get caught out of position and that results in a penalty, pulling somebody down, especially in the defensive end. So I think there's a lot of things to clear up. But I really think that, you know, in the defensive end tonight was much better than the other night against the Islanders.
So let's talk about the shots for and shots against, Guy. We have 72 shots for in three games and 129 shots against in three games. And tonight, 43 shots against. You know, why don't you tell me what you see in those numbers? Because, you know, as we were saying, even though the, you know, the compete level was better tonight, the 43 shots against, as a former netminder, that's got to make you twitch a little.
Yeah, those are nights that I remember and sometimes want to not remember. I think generally speaking that the team has to do a better job of getting in the shot lane so that guys have to put it outside of the body of the defender. So if you get in the shot lane, it's going to push more shots to the outside that will miss the net and not make Gibson or Stolarz have to make that save. One of the problems that's happened in the first few games is that when you take penalties and you go on a penalty kill, you're forced to face, you know, some pinpoint accuracy shooting, great puck movement by a team like the Rangers tonight. And all of a sudden when they get one shot, if Gibson isn't able to corral that rebound and cover it up for a whistle, you know, that leads to multiple chances. So all of a sudden, you know, the shot clock is going up pretty rapidly because of those power play opportunities. You know, one way to stop that is, of course, not to take the penalties and play 5-on-5, where the Ducks certainly have a better chance of reducing the shot total. You know, I think right now they have to circle the wagons, protect the house a little bit better. I think it's going to be about the structure of the defensive style, more communication between defense pairings. And, of course, you know, Gibby or Anthony Stolarz, whoever's in the net, you know, is that extra set of eyes to be able to see what the defenders can't see. So a lot of communication from the goaltender helps and goes a real long way by being able to shout out some direction of where a guy is, if someone's sneaking to the back door, if someone's sliding in the slot. That kind of communication is really valuable between goaltender and defenseman, or even in the center position when the center collapses to try to help out in that slot area. So I think the communication you know, will be a big thing. And it's a lot of it's chemistry too, of guys knowing where each other is, and guys who have been here in the past, there's not a lot of an excuse not to know where the other guy is. But with some of the new players, that's going to be a learning curve that, you know, hopefully will be ironed out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you know, the points do count in April. It's very early, and it's no time to panic, but the points do count. Let me ask you this. I'm a big believer, Guy, that rebounds are an underrated statistic, and I think that they have to be manufactured. And when the Ducks turn it around, I think one of the indicators will be not only second chances but rebounds. You know, I think that you make a goalie stop it twice or a third time, you know, it's probably going to go your way. And the shot percentage off of rebounds, if they track that a little more prominently, I think people would see just how important, you know, rebounds are. And once the Ducks start manufacturing those, I think that things will start to turn a corner.
Yeah, you know, I sat and watched the game again tonight, and, you know, I don't think goal scoring is going to be a problem. I'm going to knock on wood. But, you know, I think that the Ducks have the offensive skill to be able to score goals. You know, I think the problem is making sure that, you know, if you score four, that's enough to win the game and that you're not giving up six. You know, so if they can kind of iron out some of the defensive side, I think the offense will carry the team. But, you know, getting pucks at the goaltender, you know, being a former goaltender, anything that goes down low, and sometimes the shot isn't necessarily to score on the goaltender, depending on where the shot's coming from. If you're putting it through traffic, you want to make sure that the goalie has to go down on his knees and give up that rebound, have it hit his pads where he can't get it with his glove or be able to corral it inside his body and cover it up for the whistle. So when you generate that rebound, then you can attack. And it's really difficult for the defenders because a lot of times when the puck comes off the goaltender, they have their back to the goalie, and then they're searching for the puck. And when they start to turn and look, they lose sight of who they're actually supposed to cover. And so that's where the Ducks offense can certainly generate a little more, offense by finding the puck quicker than the defenders and putting it on the net and generating second and third chance opportunities, which a lot of times results in those goal scoring opportunities and goals in general.
Well, certainly, Guy, you're absolutely right that I am more optimistic about the offense here. I mean, it was great to see Trevor Zegras getting another goal here. But let's talk for a minute. Everybody's heard my view on Ryan Strome and Frank Vetrano. I think when you get those two guys in at about $8.5 million, you've got them on nice deals, and it's at the right price. But I think that these are two great top six acquisitions. I thought they were very astute acquisitions by Pat Verbeek, and I think that guys like Strome and Vetrano will pull a little bit of the pressure for sure off of Mason McTavish, and you could even say they take a little pressure off of Trevor Zegras, because he's sort of a sophomore, so to speak, and he's still developing as a player. It takes a long time. We draft him real young. So what do you think about the acquisitions of Strome and Vetrano? I think they were very, very solid to get our top six moving, especially after the retirement of Ryan Getzlaf.
I think they're great acquisitions. And, just being a hockey fan, I sat and watched the Rangers play during the playoff stretch last year, and being able to have played for the New York Rangers at the end of my career, there's always a soft spot for teams that you played for. So I watched them deep into the playoffs. But Vetrano was certainly a guy that jumped out to me with his ability to forecheck and his ability to shoot the puck. And there's guys who want to be creative and pass the puck and whatever and be playmakers, and he is not that guy. I mean, if there's an opportunity to pass the puck, then, players will do that, but he is always looking to shoot that puck. And with the goal that he scored tonight against a guy that he, shot on in practice quite often, you would think the goalie almost has the advantage of knowing where that guy wants to shoot the puck. And he just, it was a laser past Shesterkin's top glove. So I think that he's going to provide a lot of offensive punch that will take, like you said, pressure off of Zegras and Terry's line. And then Ryan Strome, I'm a huge fan of his. I think he's just one of those real glue guys. He's going to be great in the locker room. He's going to be great on the ice. He's going to be able to pitch in with goals. He's going to be able to, get Troy Terry more involved with scoring, let Troy be more the scorer than try to do anything else. And I think that's already developed some chemistry right now. But like anybody, changing teams after some time, it does take a little bit of time to settle in and kind of get comfortable. I think we saw that with Kevin Shattenkirk. His first bit of time with the Ducks was almost a little uneasy. I mean, just trying to find his way after playing with, different players and a different team and a different system. So as these guys get a little more integrated into the Ducks' style of play and their system and playing with their line mates for a little more time, they're going to have huge impacts, and totally agree that they will help take some of that pressure off the younger players.
Let's talk about our goaltenders for a minute here, Guy. It's been two straight nights where we've yanked John Gibson after two periods, and goodness knows it's I don't think it's about Gibby. I saw more than enough big saves out of Gibby the last couple games. But what is the what do you think is Gibby's perception of all this after after just playing 40 minutes the last two games? I'm sure he's very mentally strong, and he's got to know this is about the team. But, you never like to see that happen. You certainly don't want to see that happen on successive nights. And and goodness knows it's an odd situation when you're having to do that, even though the guy's made some big saves for you.
Well, I don't want to put words in the mouth of the coach or the goaltenders, but, from my perspective of playing the position, Dallas Eakins is taking Gibby out in both occasions because of the respect for John Gibson and actually how well he played in those two games. So I know there's a phrase always out there called the mercy pull and get the guy out and then just get him ready for the next game. So I certainly think that was the occasion in Long Island where he played well. I mean, not much you could do on the goals that were scored against him. You get him ready for the Rangers, and then I wouldn't be surprised if Gibby goes back tomorrow against New Jersey. I don't know if that's for certain, but my guess would be is like, hey, you know, I want to get him out of this game. Stoley can get a little action, put Gibby back in to get a nice start against New Jersey and try to get him a nice start and get him right back in for a win. So, but as for Gibby's state of mind, I mean, I just think goaltenders in general, I mean, he's pretty unflappable. I mean, it's frustrating not to finish games. He certainly played well enough tonight to get himself, you know, a win on any other night. But when you're playing a team like the Rangers and you give them that many power play opportunities, as anybody can see watching the game, you know, backdoor tapping goals are really difficult on a goaltender. You either start to cheat a little bit and get beat by a shot because you want to get to the back door, or you play the guy honestly and say, you know, that's not my guy in the back door and I need some help from my defense. So, I, you know, I think Gibby is just going to take it in stride and just get ready for his next start and just, you know, try to be the guy that can win the games going forward.
So, Guy, let's talk for a moment about Troy Terry, who is clearly becoming a big leader here in Anaheim and has been for a while. But I'm perceiving something this year, and I don't know if you have, but he had 37 goals last year. But I've got to say, I see him busting out some more moves and even smoother with the puck, Guy. You know, he's got such great sense for the game, and it's, you know, it's taken a few years because that's just what it takes in this league. But boy, Troy Terry, despite our struggles the last couple of games, he's beating guys and he's looking very smooth and very confident, and not just looking good obviously as a shooter, but his playmaking, I think, is taking a little step up in this little small sample we have of three games.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, Troy is ready to take that next step in his development. Last year, I think, was a huge step in the right direction. Gained a lot of confidence knowing that, hey, I can score at this level and I can be more than just a 20-goal scorer. And I think he realizes that the team is going to look forward, you know, to him to be kind of the guy to put the puck in the net every night. And I think he's embraced it and doesn't mind putting that weight on his shoulders. I'm sure he did a lot of work in the offseason again this year to get a little bit stronger and to go through video and look at film that he can, you know, find little tweaks in his game where he can, you know, have an advantage over defenders. You know, as much as defenders get a book on a forward, the forwards get a book on the defenders. And so when you get out there against checking lines or defensemen, you know, you kind of have a little more knowledge every year that you play in this league on what they like to do, you know, things that they're susceptible to and where you can exploit them. So I think that Troy is definitely taking another step in his development. And, you know, hey, points in every game so far is a great sign for Troy Terry. And the Ducks are going to need him to put points on the board all season long again.
Well, Guy, before I let you go, let's touch on a couple of NHL issues here. The Toronto Maple Leafs lost goaltender Matt Murray. He's been quite injury-prone, unfortunately. He's also been a successful goaltender, but they lost him, and they had to go with Eric Schallgren tonight. And the Arizona Coyotes, who have a very long road win streak over the Maple Leafs, toppled the Maple Leafs tonight. What do you think about Toronto Maple Leaf land? I wasn't sure if Matt Murray was going to be the guy. I thought they needed an upgrade in net. What do you see happening there in Toronto?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they keep searching for kind of like the savior in net. I think in Toronto, Freddie Anderson, I think, played great while Anderson was there. And, you know, it's still not enough to get them to the Stanley Cup and Stanley Cup in their back pocket. So, again, they were looking for a goaltender to come in. Jack Campbell, I thought, did a great job. And, you know, I think Toronto is just a really difficult place to play as a goaltender. And, you know, you shoulder a lot of responsibility for wins and losses in that city. And, you know, Matt Murray was going to split some time and thought that he could kind of resurrect his career. I mean, went to a really, you know, poor defensive Ottawa Senator team after going from Pittsburgh and being able to, you know, challenge for a Stanley Cup. So, you know, I thought that this would be a really great opportunity for him to kind of bounce back. Unfortunately, he has been injury prone over his career, and it was sad to see that, you know, he came down, and it looks like it's a couple weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, that he might be sidelined. And Toronto's going to have to figure things out. But again, you know, it becomes where, how can the team help out their goaltender and their goaltending situation, cut down on the quality number of opportunities, play better team defense. And of course, you know, they've got all the offense in the world, but you know, if they get a couple goals, they just got to make sure that they protect the goaltender, whoever's in the net there.
All right, there he is, Guy Hebert. Guy, I really appreciate your joining me on Duck Calls tonight. Thank you so much for hopping in.
No problem, Josh. Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Guy. Let's go to the phones. We've got a caller. Hello, caller. You are on Duck Calls on Duck Stream. How are you doing tonight? Is he there? All right, hey, caller, are you there? You are on Duck Calls on Duck Stream. What you got?
Hey, I was wondering why Troy Terry is so good at scoring.
Well, he's got tremendous hockey sense, and he's very smooth on the ice. His confidence is building, and he's obviously worked on his shot. And, you know, you saw the result with 37 goals for last season. And, you know, I don't know what else to say about that, but I will tell you it's a long way to the top, as they say. And Troy Terry, it wasn't like he was a points machine. But now, you know, with confidence and, you know, more and more opportunity, he has become what he's become through a lot of hard work.
And what do you think? What do you think about John Gibson? Do you think he's a pretty good goalie, or you think he's an okay goalie?
I think John Gibson can be one of the elite goaltenders in the National Hockey League. The thing is, he has to be on a club that's able to give him some run support, score some goals, play a little better defense in front of him. And I think that the Ducks have a lot of work to do. But I think that when he's been on a good Ducks club, you've seen him as one of the elite netminders in the league. So, you know, this is a team game, and he made a lot of big saves tonight. So I don't worry about John Gibson. I just worry about the team defense and the team play in front of him.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, go Ducks.
All righty. Let's get out of here. Another fine edition. Oh, we got another caller. Then let's not get out of here. Sure. All right, caller, you are on Duck Calls. Ducks lose tonight 6-4 at Madison Square Garden. What have you got for me tonight on Duck Stream? Just as we're just waiting for the call to get queued up here. Hello, caller.
Hey, Josh, this is Adam from Lake Forest. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Ducks' goaltending situation. Obviously, back-to-back nights where John Gibson gets the hook after the second period. What do you kind of think the game plan going into New Jersey is for Dallas Eakins?
Well, I think he's going to want to put Anthony Stolarz in. It's a sort of a hometown appearance for Anthony Stolarz. And, you know, I think that Stoli is strong. I think Gibson is strong. And I think that the Ducks simply have to limit the opportunities on the power play for the opposition. They've got to play better and better aggressive defense. But I think tomorrow night I have a feeling we'll see Anthony Stolarz start. It's been a rough couple of games. You know, the mercy pull, as Guy Hebert put it, and the last couple nights, even though Gibson played well, he's getting pulled, but I have a feeling you'll see Stolarz, and then I have a feeling you'll see Gibson back in against Boston. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it should be exciting to see Stolarz get the hometown start. I think he did a great job last season getting into the net on the back end of back-to-back, 12-8-2 record. Really showed what he could do down the stretch. I think it's just a matter of just trying to tighten up the neutral zone for Anaheim.
Yeah, for sure. We've got to watch those neutral zone turnovers, and we've got to be more responsible in our defensive end. All right, let's get out of here. I appreciate your calls tonight. I appreciate Guy Hebert stopping by. Thank you so much for listening to Duck Calls on Duck Stream. It's a 24-hour-a-day experience. So great. Gotta love Duck Stream. 24 hours a day. Check out the podcasts. Check out the games. Check it all out. And a complete archive of this show is on Duck Stream. All you got to do is look at the image that says post game, and you will hear the post game and all the Duck Calls shows. I will talk to you tomorrow night after we play the Devils. Thanks for listening to Duck Calls. Have a good night.
A cancer diagnosis. It's the first day of a battle that no one deserves. That's why at UCI Health, we stop at nothing to treat the most complex cases, to stay at the forefront of cancer treatment, to deliver better patient care. We stop at nothing to prevent, to treat, to cure cancer, and to save lives. For our patients, beating cancer means everything. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to deliver the extraordinary. Learn more at ucihealth.org/stopatnothing.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
In this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
That is amazing.
That's the sound of Christy getting a random act of helpfulness. The helpful SoCal Honda dealers are getting an e-bike for her daughter with bone cancer, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 1.99% APR financing and 24/7 roadside assistance. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22, length of contract limited, roadside assistance available for the duration of the certified pre-owned limited warranty.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.